This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's not often that I get to interview drivers from the NASCAR series, but it's my pleasure to welcome to the G-Bag Nation the driver of the iconic number three for Richard Childress Racing, Austin Dillon. Austin, again, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I'm really pumped, and obviously a good race weekend of racing coming up here in Darlington, and we'll see what we got.
Well, have you already made the trip over there to Darlington? You there, ready to go?
No, we're gonna head there race day. It's not far from my house, a couple hours, so we'll just drive down, do a little racing, and come back.
Well, there you go. You know, it's funny. My background is in the NFL. I was an NFL scout for 13 years, and I worked for the Green Bay Packers, and I try and describe to people about Darlington as like Lambeau Field. Like if you go see Darlington Raceway, you think of Lambeau Field, those old historic stadiums and tracks like that. You have some great success there at Darlington. You have to be pumped about being back in at the Lady in Black.
Yeah, always enjoy going down there. And like you said, it is a historic place. We love going to Darlington because, like you said, it's like a Lambeau. It's one of those places that has a ton of history behind it. And when you run good there, it feels good, and it being throwback weekend kind of just plays into all of that.
Yeah, and you mentioned the throwback weekend too. And if we're having listeners here that are new to the program and stuff, you know, they run the throwback schemes this weekend at Darlington, so it's really cool. My first race was in 1984 at the Pepsi Firecracker 400 there in Daytona. So some of these old schemes come back to me, and you've got a really special scheme this weekend, and I wondered, you know, with it goes back to Hall of Famer Glenn Fireball Roberts. Can you kind of tell us, walk us through how you chose that particular scheme?
Yeah, I wanted to come up with a cool idea for the number three, and I actually was just kind of looking through different things, and I saw the Fireball Roberts car, and I thought, man, that is an awesome scheme, and got to talking with Johnny Morris at Bass Pro Shop. They loved it. And we got it approved. So it's really cool, and it's one of my favorites so far. We've had some awesome paint schemes. The Dale Earnhardt Silver Secret was probably one of my favorites. But, you know, we've been able to put some cool cars out at RCR, and we'll keep doing it. This throwback weekend is so much fun to get ready for and prepare for.
It is. It's a lot of fun for the fans, it's fun for the drivers. Do you kind of walk around and look at the other cars and, you know, kind of say, well, okay, that's what that one looked like. Oh, okay, I get that one. Do you ever just take a spin through? I know you're really busy trying to get your own ride ready, but you ever just go through and look at the other cars and see what people are driving that weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's different because the competition's in different, like, looking schemes, and you get used to racing against certain people and certain paint schemes or colors, and when you change it up, you got to be ready to know who you're racing against so you can kind of go back to, okay, this guy does what. And it's fun, though. I mean, it's a change up, and we love when we get a little change in NASCAR. I think the fans really enjoy it as well.
You know, and we were talking about you've had success at that track. This is your 10th race. You'll be racing there at Darlington, though, and had some really outstanding finishes. Everybody seems to think that you have to get right up on that wall. Is that really the fastest way around that place, or is it just take a – you know, you just have to have extra courage to make sure you get up there and get around the track that way?
Well, you don't have to run right up against the wall. I've been able to find some success running lower on the track, but the wall is the preferred line throughout the race most of the time. It will bite you quick. The Lady in Black does not mess around. So got to be careful the approach you take to that race, because you got to have something to drive at the end of it. Can't be knocking the right side off of it early. Darlington, it's more of a track that you race against than that you race against the competitors. So you're really racing the track the entire race.
Well, how is when you start to set up your car, though, the handling you have to think about, is it different than a lot of the places you go? Do you have it set up one way in one part of the track, and then the other? Do you have to find that manageability with the both ends of the track?
Yeah, you definitely have to manage certain areas. One and two's gotten pretty rough over the years, so we try to make the car cut through there, through the bumps, and then on takeoff speeds and whatnot, you got to do a good job of being able to fall off gracefully. If you take off really hard, you better be ready to take care of those tires the next couple laps because it falls off fast. But yeah, definitely happy, a little bit of a happy medium. Because three and four is more of a traditional corner, I guess you would say, than one and two. One and two is very odd. It's very big, and you're in it for a long period of time. So, fun racetrack, though. Definitely nothing like it.
Are you a fan? I know this track hasn't been repaved. I think 2008 was the last time. Are you a fan of these tracks that they don't repave, or are you like, hey, listen, give me the smoothest piece of track that I can drive on?
I like when they don't repave them. I like them kind of getting worn out and slick. I like long runs. I've always enjoyed running long runs. And, man, that's a place that if you got it together, you can really make up a lot of time at the end of a race run.
And, you know, and we've in the news here lately, you know, you talk about long runs and changes in the sport and stuff like that. I'm going to transition a little bit to. And I don't know how much you can get into, you know. I know we had the reveal of the next gen, the car coming out and all that. You weren't one of the drivers that got to test for that, right? For any of the tire stuff or for the next gen stuff, right?
I was one of the people that got to drive the very first one. I was the first guy to drive.
I was trying to. I remember thinking. I thought he did this, but I wasn't really sure. That's why I asked the question there. But what were your early impressions, and how much different do you think the car will be from the first time you drove it till some of the stuff you're going to do here later in the summer?
Yeah, you know, it's the track when we drove the next gen car is kind of still in its first form, so it's grown a lot, and a lot of the people are starting to get more practice runs on it. The drivers start to comment on it, and as we develop that car. Going into next year, you know, we hope to put on the same amount of excitement for the fans that we are this year. I mean, all the different winners we've had this year really shows where NASCAR's at, and it's so competitive week in, week out. You know, we've got new tracks that we're going to in NASCAR, COTA coming up,
right,
which we're really excited about. But, you know, it's a different challenge each and every week, and especially with a new car coming in the back of your mind, it's looming, like, all right, what things are going to be different next year as we move forward.
Is that hard for a driver that you're thinking about, okay, I've got to try and find a way to stay above the cut line? And the great thing about NASCAR this year, though, we've had a lot of different winners. And so, you know, you're one of those guys, it seems, every time that they you know, they're going to pay at the end, you're at the end, they're cashing that check, though, and getting into the playoffs and stuff. So is it one of those things where you're trying to manage, okay, I've got to get through this season, do the best I can, but then kind of have an eye towards the future of that?
Yeah, you know, you definitely have it in the back of your mind, like you said. And right now, we're really focused on the season in front of us. We're in a good place and
sure.
Points right now. And I think, you know, moving forward, we want to get a win because there's so many winners so far. I'd like to join them and kind of lock ourselves in. We got good tracks coming up in Darlington and Dover and Charlotte after that. No one knows what to expect at COTA. But, yeah, COTA's going to be fun, though, because we got a new sponsor on board with WorkRise.
Right.
WorkRise came on. They're from Austin, Texas, so I can't wait to go out and show up for them.
Yeah, and you've done a lot of stuff. I was at the Rolex 24 this year, and you actually got in and got some seat time. And the commitments you've made, it used to be back in the day that, you know, you get these drivers and not knowing a lot about, you know, road course racing and stuff like that. But now it's become such a part of the schedule. You've even made the commitment to going up to Indianapolis and getting some seat time and simulators and things like that. And then you actually drove at COTA recently here. Am I correct about that? In December, didn't you get in a Camaro and do some competitive racing there and just to try and get a feel of the track?
Yeah, this winter we put in a lot of time on these road courses and getting ready for them. You know, it's a lot of fun for preparation. They haven't been the strong suit for us, but Daytona was good for us. You know, we ran in the top 10 in both the stages and just barely missed the top 10, kind of got caught up in some other people's mess there, beating and banging at the end of those road course races. It seems like they've become rougher and rougher as we go on the road course stuff. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to those challenges, and I did put in a lot of work this off season, so COTA was a blast. The track is amazing, and it shows all kinds of different types of racing in one track. You got hard-breaking corners. You got the S's, the sweepers, tight area, the stadium section in the back. So much to it. It's a challenging track.
Yeah, what is the challenges? I know, being at COTA myself sometimes there, you go flying up that hill, and then you got to get hard on the brakes and get that thing down going left-hand. So you're right. There's so many different challenges, though. Where can you pick up time as you navigate that track?
I think, you know, a lot of people are going to find time in that tight section, but you're in it for a long period of time. If you can get your car turned and pointed, and then obviously the long straightaways. Every track we go to, you can lengthen the straightaways. It's going to help getting off those places so you don't get passed. It's hard to pass in the slow stuff, the tight corners, but braking zones are important. Turn one, I think turn 11. And then going down the long backstretch, those places will be huge for our cars, and how you get off of those will probably determine your next couple corners.
We're joined here by Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. And you mentioned, you know, the race here with COTA, but now we have the All-Star race here in our backyard here at the Texas Motor Speedway. And you being a former winner here, you have to be confident like heck. You know, maybe it's maybe it's not for the points or anything, but that big check. And you're, like I said, you're a guy that cashes a big check. You go out there and win some big time races. You have to be excited about coming back and running an All-Star race here at Texas, right?
I can't wait, man. We're definitely looking forward to getting a chance to run for $1 million. And then after winning last year, it felt pretty good, you know, to have the All-Star race there and give us a legit shot to lock ourselves in for a long time if we win the All-Star race. But it's a crazy format. It's going to be tough, all the different stuff that we have to do and go through. But, man, $1 million, somebody's going to get it. Why not us?
Yeah, I tell you what, though. Again, like I said, you're one of those guys, whether it's the Coca-Cola 600, Daytona. I mean, you find a way to navigate and get to the front and be at the checkered flag when you need to be there. Hey, and Austin, if I could, can I take you back just last year? And I just want to ask you something, because, again, I don't get the opportunity to talk to many of the drivers and stuff, and I love this sport so much. You know, can you kind of tell me a little bit about, as you sat back at the end of the season and reflected of what you guys all went through as a sport with the COVID and the protocol stuff and everything, and you guys are such people persons and hanging out with sponsors and fans and stuff like that. You know, how were midweek races and no fans and all that? How did you navigate through all that? And are you glad to have some people back in the stands and watching your race these days?
Well, I think as a sportsman, everybody's pumped to see fans back in the stands. And throughout the time, though, I mean, I learned a lot about myself and how I can compete. And I was able to really focus going into some of these races and not have many distractions. So that was nice. But everybody can't wait to see the fans back in the track and outside of it. And I tried to take it with a positive, you know, and we had some really good runs during the COVID times. And, you know, it's nice, like I said, to see people coming back into the racetracks and different sports events.
And, you know, as we kind of close up our talk here, I mean, you mentioned WorkRise and what they've done, the Austin-based company. And that, like you said, they'll be on your car at COTA. What's the relationship you have with them and stuff? It's got to be, any time that somebody helps you race, you have a great partnership there. And kind of talk about those folks and what they could do for you.
Yeah, you know, we have some great partnerships and, you know, WorkRise and all the different sponsors we have, Bass Pro Shops. We create a real family atmosphere with our group, the partnerships that we've created over the years. And we can't get to the racetrack without all of them. You know, we have to get there each and every weekend and put on a show for them, put on a show for the fans. And I think NASCAR does a good job of that. And ratings are heading in the right direction. We're moving forward, and it's been cool to see the stuff that we're doing. And then the next gen car getting announced is another big bump. So looking forward to everything going on in the future, and can't thank our partners enough.
Well, Austin, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We know you're extremely busy trying to get yourself ready to get to Darlington and hopefully win a race. And look forward to seeing you here at COTA. We look forward to seeing you, too, in the All-Star race at the Texas Motor Speedway. You've been a heck of a guest for us today, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.